And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Carter, what a great place to spend a beautiful summer evening than at Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, it's not just steak. We've got delicious seafood, clams, casinos, shrimp, all about. We got it all at Ted's of Beverly Hills. You love that.
Ted Bell, sponsoring this opening segment of the Phil Hendry Show here tonight, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. And tonight is big night for you, right?
Night here, Phil, because there are a couple of movies opening in the neighborhood. We do a great business on Friday night, and we are also hosting a couple of high school events. We've got two proms that are going to be in our Five River room, and we're enjoying it. And I'm looking at the list of the young people that are going to be here, and I think about my son Casey when he gets old enough. And boy, I'll tell you, one of the great things about family, there's nothing better than family. And if there is, I would think that it's neighbor, people that live around you. And it's a little bittersweet for me because of where I live. Mostly I think this would happen in any neighborhood, though. People don't know each other, Phil. And something I wanted to talk about tonight in my segment here at the Ted's Beverly Hills segment about neighbors and about friends, you know. And the fact that nowadays we don't come to the aid of each other.
You know, they got some law. I don't know if this is a law in Minnesota, but is there a law that says that if you see someone... There is. There's a law, I think, in Minnesota. If you see someone being attacked, you are legally obligated to come to their defense?
I don't know about that. I don't know about... But you know something? I don't disagree with it. I don't disagree with it. And I'll tell you what I did. The other night, it really came home to me in a... very painful way, I think, the way our society is constructed. I drove down to a neighborhood adjacent to our restaurant, where we are in Beverly Hills. We're just across Wilshire Boulevard from a neighborhood of modest to lower-income homes. And I parked my car there while we were closing the restaurant. Now, I've got a brand-new McLaren SLR. And it's a beautiful automobile.
It's expensive too, isn't it?
It's about a $350,000 car, yeah. And you know what? I'm grateful for the good fortune, the good business that we've had. But what I did is I have a car alarm that's obviously factory installed. Who is going to come to your defense if you need help? You just made the comment, Phil. Sometimes people should. Maybe they're legally out. But who's really going to do it? Before I left the car there, and I parked it right out, just off of Wilshire, in a neighborhood where there are apartments and there are modest homes, all right? And what I did was I closed the door, locked it, set the alarm, and then I pushed the car slightly to set the alarm off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know, it's like a motion-activated...
It's motion, it's sound, but I just tilted the car, and I set the alarm off, and I walked across the street just over near... right near where the restaurant entrance is. And I sat there, for it had to have been, the alarm went off for about a minute and a half. Nothing. Nothing.
Nobody came out of their houses, nobody responded, no police.
Nothing. And so I went into the restaurant and I talked to Jim Yeager, who's my partner, and I said, I got the car parked and I'm trying to set the alarm off to see who will come out. But I had to do this. So what I did was I had one of the kids from the kitchen, and I said, every 10 minutes, go over there and set off the alarm. And I'm telling you, Phil, we wound up closing the restaurant at about 4 a.m., and all night long, we triggered that alarm, and not one person came out to check on a $450,000 automobile. Now, think about that. I want you and your listeners out there to think about it. A $450,000 car that I have invested an awful lot in, and we kept the alarm going for four solid hours every 10 minutes, and not one of these people... who live in these homes, where you would think are individuals who someday want to own a car like that. You follow? Are you following what I'm saying here, Phil?
Yeah. No, what do you mean all night long? In other words, from
the time I got to the restaurant for closing, I got to the restaurant about midnight. Now, we closed. We stopped serving at about 11:30. And then it takes us, you know, good, we close the bar at 2, so we're really not out of there till 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 4:30.
Okay, and you, every 10 minutes, you had one of the guys from the kitchen go over and just trigger the alarm.
You know, every 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Now comes the next morning. I get a call for the Beverly Hills Police. They want to cite me. Now, here is where I think we've lost our way as a community of people and as a country. They want to cite me for disturbing the peace and creating a nuisance. And, I, of course, I said to the officers, I'm Ted Bell. And it rung a bell with him. I said, well, yeah, you own the restaurant, Mr. Bell. I understand that. And, of course, he said, well, in that case, we're not going to cite you, but I want to let you know that...
He decided not to cite you. Why?
Well, I told him I'm Ted Bell. You know. And, you know, suddenly he's fumbling, you know, I'm sorry. You know how cops are. I appreciate cops. They're not the brightest guys in the world. I really appreciate them. But I said, look, let me explain something to you. I said, what's your name? He says, it's Officer something. I forget. I said, I parked my car, and I had one of the, you know, one of the kids from the kitchen go out and kick it every so often. And it's just all night long, honk, 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 honk. Nobody came out. And
well, now, how do you know that no one came out? Because how do they know it was your car? Okay.
Well, I asked the officer. That's exactly. I said, well, how do you know? He said, because the people watched to see who was going to get in the car. And they saw it was me. And people know me around here because I usually wear a red baseball cap at work when I'm done. But here's the thing that I want to say to you and your audience. Can you imagine people don't care so much about their neighbors and about crime, that a $450,000 car that I park on that street, if for no other reason than to let the people who live in that neighborhood get a good look at an automobile owned by a man who has some success, and an automobile owned by a man who operates a business in, you know, my car, and you know how they always say the street's watching the street? Well, not when it comes to my car, they're not watching.
Ted, can I ask you something? What about the idea that it's this? You know, car alarms are kind of bothersome.
What do you mean they're bothersome? Yeah, they're bothersome, but this was my car. In other words, it means it could be broken into.
And yeah, but how many times do you hear a car alarm going off?
And yeah, how many times do you hear a car alarm going off and you don't do anything? And I said to myself, and I said to the young man in the kitchen, Hector, I said, you know what, Hector, I would swear a blood oath. A blood oath. That if I let that car alarm go off all night and no one comes out to investigate who's trying to rob my car, it almost tempts me to move the restaurant out of that neighborhood into another area, into a place where people are going to give a sweet you-know-what.
All right, let me give our phone number out. Ted Bell joins us here at 1-
you understand what I say, right, Phil?
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm going to get our audience in on the 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills, the... steakhouse over here on Rodeo. Now, you're not on Rodeo. I'm sorry. What do you want?
I'm on Canaan. And it's a good, let me just one more thing, Phil. It's a good thing the cop didn't cite me, who called me from Beverly Hills PD, because if he did, you know, what he's doing is I'm going to have to make the young, you know, the Mexican in my kitchen pay for it, since he was the one who set it off. Because I can't have that.
Well, no, wait a minute. You're the guy that originally set the alarm off.
I set it off originally, yes, but by the time the people called the Beverly Hills Police, it was the Mexican in my, I shouldn't say the Mexican because they're going to get upset with it with the whole, you know, May 1st thing. It's the kid from the kitchen, and I got, you know, I have to garnish it from his paycheck.
But we got we're apples and oranges here. Now, wait a minute. You set off your car alarm all night long, and no one came out.
Nobody came out. Point made, people don't care. I could be out there. Being robbed, being roughed up, you don't know what kind of gangbangers or street hooligans, these kinds of kids, these skateboard punks, these two-bit punks with their skateboards, you see them everywhere. And what happens is, I am a man of some means. I do own a restaurant in a wealthy part of town. I drive a McLaren SLR. Hello. You know, you know what burns me? You spend $450,000 on a car, and the people in the neighborhood, okay, they look out the window, the car alarm's going off, they look out the window, and all they see is a truck. You know, it's like it's a Jeep or so. They don't know the difference. And that's also what I'm trying to do, educate these people in the neighborhood. When you hear a car alarm go off, okay, yeah, fine. You don't necessarily have to do anything, but if you see it coming from a $450,000 McLaren SLR that I would not race down Pacific Coast Highway drunk at 7 in the morning, like this, I don't know if you read about this, the Swedish gentleman.
Yeah, the Ferrari.
Yeah, there you go. That's a Ferrari owner for you. And they don't do anything about it? You feel, and I was watching Phil Donahue one night, and boy, he put it into perspective. He was reviewing an Ann Coulter book. Phil and I see eye to eye on so many political issues. And he was reviewing some track that Ann Coulter had written, and he said it. He said it very well. He felt violated. He felt as if someone had, well...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Did he say he had the busboy is going to have to pay for the fine?
Yeah, but that cop is not going to make him.
Oh, but the Beverly Hills PD didn't fine him?
No.
Because what happened was he parked his McLaren out near a neighbor. He parked it near the restaurant is what he did. And from 11 o'clock at night all the way to 4 a.m., they set the car alarm off continuously, and nobody came out to investigate. In Ted's mind, that means neighbors don't care about neighbors. People don't help each other. Now, he also said that if you look out your window and you see that the car alarm is emanating from a McLaren SLR, wouldn't that want you to even more so go and help because it's not a cheap car? Turns out, the cops wanted to cite him for creating a disturbance and disturbing the peace. All right, our number here is 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is sponsoring this segment of the Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
I'm Margaret Gray. I'm one of the very happy customers at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I love going to Ted's and having that New York steak.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I will smother that boy in a pair of D cups.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hello, my name is John Ziegler. Partners with Ted Bell and Ted's of Beverly Hills, inviting you and your family to come down and enjoy our Sunday brunch and enjoy the NBA playoffs at Ted's.
We want to put our meat in your...
Got it, Craig.
Ted Bell is sponsoring this segment of our program, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills. And by the way, I was down at your restaurant yesterday. I didn't have anything to eat, but I did have... Well, I did. I had some of the clam chowder. It's delicious.
Well, let me tell you, that clam chowder, Phil, is made from California clams, and I'll tell you why. A lot of restaurants love to hang their hat on that, hey, we've got East Coast seafood. Well, let me tell you something right now. I don't care. I would put West Coast Pacific-grown seafood up against anything they got back east any day of the week, and that includes their Maine lobsters. Because the only thing a Maine lobster has is the claw, which is, you know, the meat is tender and delicious. But out here, I'd put our California lobsters up against it.
All right, now we're talking about your car, your McLaren, that you parked out on the street there on Wilshire near the restaurant, and you purposely set the car alarm off. Did it ever occur to you that maybe you're irritating people?
I'm sorry?
Did it occur to you that it's irritating people?
The car alarm is
yeah.
Let me just tell you, Phil, a car alarm is called an alarm because you're supposed to get up off of the couch or the chair, you know, whatever you're doing, and go out and stop what's happening. That's why there is a thing called a car alarm. So in other words, when you put a car alarm in your car and someone comes by, some homeless guy or whoever's out there, and is trying to steal your stereo or is going into your car to get your valise, and the alarm goes off, if you hear that, you're in your house, you look out the window, you go, there's a bum or there's some creep down there, and you go down, and you stop it from happening. What happened with my car was I set the alarm off all night long. I had one of the kids from the kitchen go down there, and it was a kid who was recently arrived. He didn't know a lot of English, so I said, just go down, kick the, you know, make it, go, and all night long the thing's going. Nobody came out to look.
But I'm saying, do you find it that you might have been irritating?
What do you mean by irritating?
If I'm trying to get some sleep and I hear a car alarm going off, haven't you ever tried to get... Let me ask you a question, as long as we're on the subject. Why did you not try this in your own neighborhood? Why did you bring it to work?
What is that?
Why did you bring your car to work to do it? Why didn't you just set the car alarm off in your own neighborhood?
Well, it's not a very credible thing. In my neighborhood, I live in Beverly Hills. If you hear a car alarm go off in Beverly Hills, it's not the same thing. I'm not about to put my neighbors through that. You're right. I'm not going to put my neighbors through that. And the reason why I say that is it's very unlikely somebody's going to try to steal from me at my home. And the neighbors that I got to see these people every day, the people that live around, you know, a lot of Armenians that live, a lot of people have recently arrived from, a lot of the Armenians.
And it still doesn't answer the question, though. Is it not irritating to somebody? Let me get to some calls. Is it not irritating, though, to somebody who's trying to sleep? Carol, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to tell him.
Hey, Carol, how are you?
He needs to quit bragging about that car. He needs to know that God's people worry about God's people. They don't worry about money things. You see what I'm saying? I mean, he's out bragging, saying,
this is a very valuable possession. It's against the law in the United States of America to steal.
Yes, but that alarm going off that many times at night, nobody was stealing it. People knew they wasn't stealing it. That's why they called the cops and say that it was bugging them. You know,
Let me ask you this question. How do you know it's not being stolen? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, think about it. It's going off every 10 minutes for 4 hours.
Right.
You wouldn't think that somebody was, if somebody was stealing it, it would be a constant thing. It wouldn't be just going off for a minute and then shutting off. And then 10 minutes later, going on again.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have do you have an alarm on your trailer?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, living in a trailer the way you do, obviously you're moving it around from place to place. That's your home.
Yeah.
All right. And suppose you're asleep at night, someone is stealing your home with you in it, and that this is, I'm sure this has happened, it sounds almost amusing, but the alarm's going off, you're halfway to Mexico, on your way to some white slaver, and no one did anything to help you and stop this man from taking you down there to wherever, you know, I don't want to scare you, but, you know, a lot of these white slavers, they're looking for women. And
what do you mean, white slaver?
Well, no, I'm saying is if the lady's asleep in her trailer and they steal it, the alarm's going off, nobody does a thing.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
serious.
Well, see, on my trailer and my truck, I've got a lock back there. People have tried to break in, but with a lock, it didn't do them any good. And I'm asleep right here in front of the truck. So if anybody tried anything, bumped it around or something, it would wake me up. I'd pick up the phone, dial 911, be done with it.
But
sit there and keep going over something over and over just to irritate the heck out of people who live around where I work.
Well, I'm trying to motivate them to action, Carol. And I want to, if I could stop Carol and Phil, I want to address both of you right now. It's a little disturbing when people don't recognize when if you make a good point, neither you or Carol said anything.
About what?
I said, Carol, do you have an alarm on her trailer? She never said she lived in a trailer. See, I just figured it out.
I live in a mobile home.
Yeah.
I've got an alarm set up, and cops come there.
See, what I'm saying is, Phil didn't say, how did you know that, Ted?
Okay.
Nor did you.
Well,
this is what I'm talking about. There's no recognition for intelligence. There's no recognition for... If I'm being attacked and brutalized inside of my McLaren SLR, are you going to help me, Carol? Are you going to help me, Phil? No, you aren't. Because I figured out she lives in a trailer, so I guess the two of you think that I think I'm better than you. Well, I don't.
What are you talking about, man? What does that got to do with... If I see you being attacked, yes, I will try to render aid. I'll get a cop.
Exactly.
Wait, what do you mean you'll get a cop? I don't understand that.
I'll go get a cop.
The response time of police in the city is around 7 minutes. By the time that cop gets there... Excuse me, Carol, but by the time that cop gets there, I am bleeding rectally.
Let me put it this way. I'm a female. If I see a guy after you with a gun, you think I'm going to stand up there in front of you and
exactly.
say, hey, don't shoot him?
Exactly. She's going to get a cop. You know, the great thing about this day and age with the mobile phone, you notice how there's no freeway shootings hardly anymore. You want to know why? Because people got cell phones, man.
Oh, so you're going to get on your little cell phone and call, and meanwhile, I am being violated by 5, 6, maybe 7 guys. Thank you.
And so one female is going to protect you.
Exactly. Carol, thanks.
And you say wuss.
Did she just call me a bitch?
Yo, hold on.
No, Carol. I did not. I do not test. You know. I said what?
1-800 Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you know
1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This is Megan Ryan. I am a den mother with Cub Scout Troop 23 in Norwalk, California, saying happy 25th anniversary, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put a meat in your...
Great ties with the kids they were in last week.
All right, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Car alarms and neighbors, do they care about each other? Do they really care about each other? When you hear a car alarm go off, do you go out and investigate? And, Ted, you feel you've determined that people are not as neighborly as they ought to be. But the question is, you set the car alarm off on your...
Now, look, again, I want to, because I didn't hear you say that, it's a McLaren SLR.
Is your car.
Yes, and what you need to do is establish that right away so people know we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about some kid's five-speed Camaro here. You know, we're not talking about some guy with a low jack on his wheel. I mean, we're talking about a car.
Yeah, but again, you set this alarm off in some, you call it a lower middle class neighborhood as opposed to your own neighborhood.
Where I live, Phil, let me just slow down. I live in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what other explanation I need to give you. I'm not.
Why not set it off in your neighborhood?
I'm not going to set it off in my neighborhood. Do you know who lived down the street from me up until a few years ago, and he was one of the sweetest, kindest, gentlest men? Mr. Danny Kay. I'm going to set a car alarm off and send him to the grave early. Now, Danny Kay, God bless him, was an elderly, sweet gentleman. And you want me to start blasting car alarms so that Danny Kay is found where? If he comes out of his house to investigate a car alarm in Beverly Hills and collapses from a stroke or has a heart attack in the street, the newspaper the next day says that Danny Kay is found in the street. And you want to know who they want to talk to? Not you. Me. Suddenly, I'm the man that committed homicide. I set off a car alarm, and I sent Danny Kay wandering out into the night. It's not going to happen. And so,
well, he may be famous, but there's a lot of folks that could be wandering out in the night in that other neighborhood, too. 1-800-449-8686. Wayne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I don't understand. He won't do it in his neighborhood, but he'll go to somebody else's.
It's just an example of how people don't help each other.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If you did it in my neighborhood, versus after the third time, I'd stick a gun out the window and shoot your car.
Why? I'm curious. Why wouldn't you shoot my car?
Oh, yeah, quick. I mean, if I shoot my
why
car
wouldn't you try to investigate?
Every 15 to 20 minutes.
Why wouldn't you try?
I see somebody kicking it.
What's that?
If I see somebody come out and take the car every 15, 20 minutes, first thing I'm going to do is put a bullet in the car.
Hold on, Wayne, I got to tell you. Isn't this guy got his radio turned up?
I'll do it. Yeah, Wayne, you got your radio turned up, man.
No.
Oh, it's not up? Okay.
Well, yes, it was.
You don't have your radio up, Wayne?
Yeah.
You do have it up?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, he's lying to you because...
I'll control the flow of the show. Thank you.
Well, look, I want to ask this gentleman a question. So you're going to shoot at a $450,000 car. Do you know what happens when you do that?
Yeah, it will stop the alarm system.
Yeah, but it also starts another alarm system. It's called You Pissed Off Ted Bell. That alarm system.
And your point is?
My point. My name is Ted Bell, all right?
Okay, and that is?
Excuse me?
And?
You don't know who I am. All right, well,
it
I guess some people got to find out the hard way. You know,
well, what does that mean, find out the hard way?
This guy puts buckshot into my McLaren? Something's going to happen. It's going to be bad, and it's all going to
be
on him.
Yeah, it's going to be the alarm going to go off.
Well, sir, you know, what you're supposed to do when a car alarm goes off is call the go out and find out who's attacking me. How many NASCAR races have you attended this year?
For me, none. I don't even watch it.
Well, last year, then.
He doesn't watch it.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is, what if Richard Petty's Cadillac is parked next to him and the car alarm goes off? I bet you he'd go running into the rib shack where Richard Petty is having lunch. Richard Petty would put down his catfish sandwich and go out and stop it. But he wouldn't help me, Ted Bell?
I didn't say I wouldn't help you. What I said is if I heard it all night long, I would put a stop to it.
See, that's the point here, Ted. It's waking people up. It's
meanwhile, I'm in the car being violated.
But there was nobody in the car.
I thought there was no one in the car. If you're
right,
in the car,
now,
nobody's going to rip it off.
Intelligence.
Well, what?
I said, now we're talking about intelligence. If you looked out the window, there was nobody out there in the car, and the alarm was still going off.
What if I'm asleep?
Wouldn't it wake you up?
It's going to $1,000 car.
If I have to, let me tell you something, Wayne. You and I are guys, so we can talk man to man. Ever had to sleep one off? I have. You ever pulled your car over to sleep one off? Yes.
No. No.
All right. Well, I have. And I dare say there's maybe 50% of the men listening right now. You've had to pull over and sleep off. Suppose I'm trying to get home. I can't do this. I pull over, lock the car. Now I'm sleeping one off, and I wake up. The alarm's going off. There's three intruders in the car. I'm partially disrobed. I would expect some kind of assistance for the neighborhood.
Well, so...
Oh, I mean, if four of y'all are in a car and you're partially unrobed, I'm not even going to stop.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'm not.
Well, this gentleman's laughing, Philly. I guess he's...
What are you talking about, man? Either they're ripping off your stereo, or they're cutting up the seats, or they're doing something like that. But you in the car, I mean, look at Wayne. Thank you for calling.
All right, it was a bad example, but the point that I'm making is I have determined that the neighborhood around my restaurant is filled with people who don't care about my possessions. They don't care about my car.
Why should they?
Thievery is something that the entire society has to deal with, Phil. Somebody's car gets stolen, insurance goes up for guess who? You got it, all of us. One guy gets his car stolen, we all have to take a bite out of a big crap sandwich. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Somebody has his possessions stolen. Someone has his home broken into. We may think it's just his possessions, but let me tell you something. I know insurance people. I pay a hell of a lot of insurance. I pay a lot of premiums. I pay them on my employees. I pay them on my restaurant. I pay them on my home. And when someone gets stolen from, the insurance companies step in, they unwrap a huge feces sandwich, and they say, everybody's got to take a bite. Now, let me tell you something. I know something about food. I serve a great steak at my restaurant. I don't want to walk out of a place where I'm feeding people probably the finest steak they will ever have in their mouths and then have to go home and have my wife unwrap out of wax paper a turd sandwich. Hey, honey, the insurance company called today. Here you go.
You think it's funny, don't you?
No, I do not think it's funny.
I can hear you laughing.
I don't think it's funny. You got to laugh through your tears.
All right, we'll take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with more of your phone calls as we talk about this whole idea of car alarms going off and why we don't hurry to investigate them. Mr. Bell is on a show, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. He owns a McLaren SLR. It's a very, very beautiful and expensive sports car. And he parked it near his restaurant in a neighborhood full of what he calls low-income homes and purposefully set the car alarm off all night long to see who would come out and investigate. And he said no one did. No one did. And he finds that troubling. What I find troubling is, why don't you set the car alarm off on your street where you live in Beverly Hills? And his excuse was, Danny Kaye used to live next door to me, and I don't want to give the guy a heart attack. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
So you're 250 pounds of donut oil. Good for you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Clooney, and whenever I'm in Beverly Hills with my son, George, and his aunt, although she's dead, Rosemary, we eat at Ted's.
We want to put our meat in your...
Very funny.
No, that was actually, that was one of our busboys, Terry Lutt. Good job, Terry. Speaking of Rosemary Clooney, though, Phil, Rosemary Clooney lived on my street as well. She died. What a gracious and wonderful woman. She died of lung cancer about 3 years ago. And, this idea that I'm supposed to set my McLaren SLR car alarm off while Rosemary Clooney can't breathe while she lays in an iron lung. Let me ask you a question. If I set off my car alarm And Rosemary Clooney's the only one at home. And she's in an iron lung. How's she going to come out and turn it off?
Well, Ted...
No, see? I got you on that one. And this is the stupid kind of things that people are asking me. Now, all I'm saying is... Phil, I own a McLaren SLR. Let me tell you a little bit about it, okay? There's the Lamborghini. There's the Ferrari F430. Those are probably the two greatest cars ever made in the history of the world. The Lamborghini Murcielago and the Ferrari F430. Those are the two greatest cars ever made. Now, just below those, just below those, are four cars. You want to guess which ones they are?
I guess the McLaren SLR is one of them.
Well, hold on. The Porsche Carrera GT, the Ferrari Enzo, the one that jackass wrapped up on PCH, the Celine S7, come on, give it to me.
The McLaren SLR.
Bingo. Give the man a big, fat, thick cigar. The McLaren SLR. Now, I trusted that neighborhood by parking my car there. I went out and I set the alarm off, and they didn't give a sweet crap. But you want me to drag Rosemary Clooney out of a sick bed?
I don't think... At the end of the day, it's the responsibility of anybody else, especially when you set it up. And
well, what do you mean? They don't know that I set it up.
Especially when you set it up. 1-800-449-8686. Kelly, go ahead.
Good morning. Oh, excuse me. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
See, you've got me so upset, I don't even know if it's morning or evening. Listen.
Well, I wish somebody would call this program who understands what it is to own.
You know what?
One of the most impressive cars.
Let me just stop you for a second. You know, maybe you think that the cars before me have not been quite as sophisticated as you think that they should have been. But let me tell you this.
A few of them, I don't think, know.
You have not, the beauty
of the Ferrari Enzo or the Mercedes-Benz SLR.
You know what? This is not a program about expensive cars. I mean, you started off very well by talking about family.
You're right.
But you need to listen to me, please.
Uh-huh.
You've not done yourself or your restaurant any service tonight. Let me tell you what you have done. Number one, I'm not going to go back and make any of the points that any of the callers before me did. But what I will say is you've managed to do a lot of name-dropping.
That's a lie. No, I have not.
Yeah, I believe that you have. But you know,
you mentioned Danny Kaye and you mentioned Rosemary Clooney.
They lived on my street.
Oh, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let me just make one point and I'll get out of your way. Number one, I doubt very seriously you'll have as many patrons to your restaurant as you used to after this one.
Well, I don't know what you're basing that on.
Well, I don't need to. It's just a comment. And you know what? It's just
yes, you do. You can't just make a comment. I could say, for instance, Kelly, I don't think that you're going to live past another year. And you'll say, what do you base that on? It's just a comment.
What kind
of stupid thing is that to say?
Well, I think what the lady said, let me say it for you, Kelly. I think what she's saying is you have come off very negative here. You've come off...
Negative? I'm the one that had my SLR sitting on a street in front of a bunch of Armenians, and I say that with the greatest of respect. It's an Armenian neighborhood.
Well, but see, you slip up when you say stuff like that.
Sir, you know what? If you would just allow me the latitude to be able to speak once, then I will be done.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let me just make a few points. Because the nature of opinions is that they're subjective. They're subjective to the author, right? And this is an opinion.
Excuse me, hold on for that, Kelly. Ted, have some respect and not interrupt the lady.
I'm not interrupting her.
I can hear you breathing into the phone and going,
Please stop.
Let's welcome to Iran, where you can't say or think anything.
Don't interrupt the lady when she's trying to talk.
Okay, now, is somebody going to let me talk? Because I waited on a whole
yes,
really
Kelly,
long time.
Yes, Kelly, this is the host, Phil Henry. Kelly, please, go ahead.
Okay, now, number one, opinions are subjective.
Yes.
Okay, so this is my opinion. And, I waited a long time to be able to give it.
Would you please be quiet, Mr. Bell? Put him on hold.
You don't put me on hold.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, now, number one, he did a lot of name dropping. Number two... He suggested that the police gave him special treatment.
Bull crap.
Which, you know,
Wait. How did he get off a hold?
I'll tell you how I got off a hold. I'm sponsoring this part of the program.
All right, look, Kelly, I want Kelly to stay on hold. You are going to say what you want to say, Kelly, when we come back from the commercial break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted Bill.
We're at Ted's. We want to put our meeting.
I honestly do.
I never said anything about that.
Look at George Burns, Phil. Yeah, the lady says I'm name dropping.
Turn off the commercial. Let me get Kelly back up here. Kelly, you there?
I'm trying to be here.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay.
Wait. George Burns, and I guess I'm name dropping, died in 1996 on my street. You and Kelly would have me set off my car alarm so he's got to unplug himself, walk outside, see what's up.
Why don't you stick to your subject, for God's sake?
I am sticking to my subject, but the car alarm going off in that neighborhood as opposed to setting it off in my neighborhood where some of the most beloved entertainers in history are going to collapse from internal bleeding when they hear it.
Why are you suggesting that your property, no matter what it costs, is more valuable than anybody else's property?
I didn't say that. Did I say that, Phil?
No, in fact, you did.
When?
You did.
What did I say?
You implied.
Very
valuable.
Implied it.
It had more valuable than somebody else's property.
I never said that.
Not only that, no, you never had to say it. And I'm sure that
you're reading between the lines.
So
you're putting your own spin on it. Is that it, Kelly? Well, let me tell you something. It won't work.
I'm not putting a spin on it.
It won't work.
Everybody else will draw their own conclusion and do the same damn thing.
I swim in the same water you do, and I know what people like you do. You're the kind of people that come in here with the coupons I don't honor anymore.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.